Oh, I think later on today it looks like Santa Ana Lane has found a Everest position. Anthony Freeburn trained Galloper courtesy of the Tab. Hello, Adam.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
Yeah, I thought Inglis had Santa Ana Lane last Everest and failed to sort of fire, but definitely the best sprinter in the country.
He is, and he had plenty of interest from slot holders, so you can understand why they've sort of probably opted for one of the better deals. I'm talking about Santa Ana Lane's owners here. I feel a little bit sorry for Inglis in some respects because they went out on a little bit of a limb last year to pick up Santa Ana Lane a few months out from the race. When he was a good sprinter, but you would hardly say he was in the top three or four in the country at that stage. And unfortunately, the really wet track just worked against them in the Everest last year. And now he's at the peak of his powers and probably the number one seed in the country there. I mean, less holding the baby, Inglis. So unfortunately, they'll pick up the pieces and they'll find someone else, obviously. But yeah, it looks like the Tab will make an announcement a little bit later this afternoon, and Santa Ana Lane looks the P for the slot.
Glenn Boss, he looks as though he's going to return to Australia, is he?
Yeah, he does, Laurie. So he's been riding in Singapore permanently for the last few years. He's made very few hit-and-run missions to Australia in that time. And Bossy's been pretty open the last few months saying that he wants to finish his career back home in Australia. And it looks like he's going to have a little short stint down in Victoria and then permanently base himself up there in Queensland, his home state, to finish his career. And we know he won his seventh Doncaster just a month or so ago when he came back to ride Brutal in that race. The fire still burns for Bossy. I still think he's an outstanding rider. And he's closing in on turning 50, believe it or not, in the not-too-distant future. But he still seems like he wants to be at the top of his game. So it looks like Queensland will have him in the not-too-distant future, and he'll run a muck up there, won't he, TK?
Oh.
Against some of those Queensland riders. He'll, geez, he's going to ride a lot of winners up there.
Look, I'm a fan. And if there is a criticism of Glenn, it's certainly that maybe he doesn't ride, he rides brilliantly well in all the big, big, big days and big races, but probably not as consistently during the lesser meetings. But maybe that's just a perception about Glenn Boss. I don't know whether I actually subscribe to it. What about the Kentucky Derby? We're heading to the courts.
Yeah, this is not going to finish, is it, TK? This story's got a long, long, long way to go. The connection for Maximum Security, who was obviously disqualified from the Kentucky Derby a couple of weeks ago for the horse causing interference, have lodged a court process now to try and get that result overturned in the US District Court. So this is going to be fascinating viewing in the next few weeks and months, how it's going to play out. I'm not sure I sit too comfortably with a judicial process or an actual court of the land making a decision on which way a horse race result should fall. But obviously the connections feel they're hard done by the Stewart decision. They're going to take this appeal right to the top.
And talking about appealing, what's the latest with Ben Curry up there in Queensland, mate?
Yeah, this was a really significant decision yesterday, Laurie. Ben Curry appealed to the Queensland Supreme Court against Racing Queensland's decision to reject all his nominations in the last couple of weeks, and he's failed in that legal bid. So that means that Ben won't be able to keep applying to his horses running certain races, with Racing Queensland sort of being given the nod to reject those nominations. So it's pretty grim news if you're a Ben Curry supporter. Obviously, he's got that 4-year disqualification. But if he could overturn that yesterday in the Supreme Court, he could essentially start nominating his horses again. But unfortunately, that won't be the case.
Yeah. What about tips, mate?
My best at Rose Hill there tomorrow, TK. Race 8, number 6, Deprived. I thought he's tried up enormous. He's a really classy horse. I didn't get the job done first up, even though he's at a pretty skinny price, I would have thought. And my best value is Race 9, number 12, Calculated. He's a horse who early in his career promised the world, and so far he's delivered an Atlas. But I think he's just starting to work back into some sort of form. I've liked his last two runs this campaign, and I know he's got a poor winning strike rate, but I think he finds a pretty suitable race. Around that $9 is a pretty good price. So the best is Race 8, number 6, Deprived. And the best value is Race 9, number 12, Calculated.
Have you seen the vision on social media yet of Nick Kyrgios blowing up at the Rome Open?
Oh, I have, TK.
Terrible.
TK. I heard you guys say there's one thing to throw the racket. We're used to that with him. He kicked the bottle. Okay,
yeah.
It's probably not great, but throwing that chair across the court, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I would love to be the umpire there. I just can't get the hell out of here. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your weekend.